still four? Did someone reach five?
Hold on, let me see if I can.
I thought I had Anne's character sheet up, but in fact, I have another character.
Who? Which character?
Aegis.
Oh yeah, that.
Aegis.
I have 18 d10s.
That should be enough.
More than sufficient.
Yeah. Oh, right. I still have How do I still have 13 experience?
I gave you lots, remember?
Yeah, and I spent it.
Then maybe you just didn't take it away.
I think I did. I don't know. Let me check. I gotta check the revisions. I gotta check my revisionist history.
So how much is it to increase a skill? Knack again.
A knack is 2 times its next rank.
All right, I am gonna increase my.
And I think you can only increase them one at a time, so you have to buy the previous rank before you can buy the next rank.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, you can't go straight to 5 by 10 points.
Yeah, it's like a stage.
Do you want me to teach you how to do this? No, I'm waiting.
All right, so that increases mine to 103. So that is one.
Oh, right, I think I started increasing my stats, and then I like had to. I was trying to look up a skill I was trying to buy, and I couldn't find it. I added Cerneth Lore to my knowledges under Professor, and then I was gonna add all this stuff for Bomb Maker. What book is Bomb Maker in again? I couldn't find it.
Relishiara.
Yeah, that one.
All right, I'll have to check my grand repository of books.
Find it. Or you can just look it up on the Crystal Keep document.
Yeah, I think it's, oh god, it's Blacksmith Mathematician Cooper, and then Fuses and...
Cooper is
one and then there we go, okay.
Fuses and Natural Philosophy is 2 advanced maxims.
Really, Ciari, the freethinkers.pdf, there we go. The Book of Taya, Book 2. Secret Society. Wait, this is another Secret Society's book.
Yes, because the Relishiara is a secret society.
Can I take the skill without being part of the secret society? Some of them don't let you do that.
You can. It's not like it's not like secret information pertaining only to that group.
No, only they know how to make bombs. That's why they're a very distinctive weapon.
They're the one. They're well. You see, you know how the Freemasons here were legitimately thought off as Masons. Well, that's similar. Only it's for bombs. They make all the bombs.
Mason.
And you see, the thing is, if you control all the bombs, you control all the war.
Wait, what the fuck? Arson is a skill?
Yeah.
So yeah. Setting fires is hard, okay?
It comes with street navigation and natural philosophy stuff, and...
Yeah, it's if you don't want to buy Criminal and Professor, you want them both in one lovely package.
Oh, right, and I forgot, I need to buy a rank of fuses once I have... I actually have enough points to do that after I buy Bomb Maker, which I'm listing as a civil skill because it has no explicitly combat-based tricks.
Well, but you ever tried setting a building on fire while you're fighting someone?
Without
magic?
I remember when I cheated and used Acrobat as a civil skill for Castilian education.
Insert row above. So
technically civil. What you did wasn't very civil, but you know.
I took an extracurricular.
All right. So are we getting another day of a lot of EXP, or is it going to be normal from here on out?
We're back to normal.
Okay. So spend my 24. Got it.
Don't get used to it.
You got a lot of points.
I don't spend them a lot.
I had 19, but...
I increased my footwork in fencing to 5, because I've been training.
Well, I got points because of my thing coming up and everything.
Blacksmithing, I guess that's rank 1, because it's a basic knack.
Yeah, and unfortunately, since you're buying it with experience, you don't get to rank up any mathematics you may have already.
I actually don't have any mathematics right now.
Yeah. I bet it's an advanced knack.
I figured it came in like, oh, it comes in Scholar but not in Professor or somewhere.
Well, no. The thing is, both of those, they give you a big list of skills, and then they say you can only take like 3 of them.
Oh,
mathematics was not one that I needed, because you can do chemistry without knowing mathematics.
I mean, who cares how...
Technically, no, but...
What the area of a circle is when you just need to know... Like, if you can eyeball it, who cares?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I'll be right back, guys.
No, you're
but without
not
the trigonometry skill, you can't perfectly construct triangles or circles.
Who needs a perfect circle?
You say that now, but wait till we're in a Cernet tomb that needs it.
You need to make the best isosceles triangle to you can.
One thing I know about triangles is that they're not circles.
What if the triangle wizards come at us and they want to kill Alexander the Great, like in that one show?
I have Cooper.
You actually know what I'm talking about, Matt.
I don't. Are you talking about that video by Hardenfirm? The pie video?
No, it was a series about Alexander the Great in techno-ancient Greece.
Oh, nice.
And,
That sounds baller as fuck.
And Pythagoras was sending out triangle wizards to kill him. You know, as Pythagoras would do.
Yeah, you know.
He had triangle wizards. So we wouldn't get Euclidean geometry.
Alright, so let's see. What other skills could I add? Oh, right. I added mathematics. I added Cooper.
It's by the people who did Eon Flux or whatever. The same, like, style and proportions.
Okay, what you were saying wasn't making sense, and you said it was by the Aeon Flux people, and it all settled into my brain neatly. I like it.
Yeah, it kind of did there.
Oh, yeah.
The first episode is about Alexander getting his man-eating horse. Also, Aristocracy's has a metal arm for some reason. Aristotle has like Aristotle. A robot arm.
Wait. Robots. You saying Aristotle or Aristophanes? Those are two.
Aristotle. He was the mentor of Alexander the Great.
Okay.
What did Aristocrates do?
Oh, you know, just wrote some plays. Not much.
Also, I like that fence is a skill, but it's not a fencing skill.
No, it's
yeah, it's selling. Yeah, it's selling hot goods.
You got some hot stuff, and you get rid of it. You need to turn all these like fucking money you got from selling cocaine into Steam cards.
That is the route that nobody would ever expect.
I heard. Well, Giant Bomb expected it. That's why they're talking how like getting Steam money out of Steam is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they talked about it because of the fucking Counter-Strike skin lottos.
And then you take that money and buy more coke.
All right, these are
We need to fucking buy a bunch of quadcopters and driving malls. So we can, because we have way too much money and the internal revenues are going to try and check us out.
Are you just, like, reading drill posts?
No, I was referencing the hearing shot.
Weirdly, there is very little difference.
The most or least effective patent trolls that ever existed, depending on your take on it. I mean, if you literally patent every idea you get at the top of your head, you're bound to find gold eventually.
you just gotta make all the wording as vague as possible.
Well, some of it is oddly specific, like the hell bed.
Which was the hell bed?
That is the bed. If there's an earthquake, it'll throw you in the trash where you belong. Like, it is a bed.
Oh, right. They just keep making up stuff that, like, nobody would ever buy.
Like, it is, you know, if you have a bed, it'll throw you in this dumpster, and then if shit falls on you, you'll be okay. But it doesn't work if you have, your arm out. Because, heaven forbid, it closes and, you know, crushes your arm off.
I came back to check on the oven, and I thought for a brief shining moment Charlie was talking about Deathbed, the bed that eats.
No, we've talked about that.
Well, it basically is Deathbed that eats the technology.
Except it's a much kinder, gentler deathbed.
I don't know, suffocating in a metal box, and or starving to death in a metal box, not a good way to go. And or dying from falling from a great height while inside a metal box. Matt, how does vertical farming work?
Well, I think you build your farms in three dimensions.
I'm just making sure it doesn't work how it did in the Deer Hearing Shop video, right?
The which video?
The one where they're advertising building towers of hydroponics, like surrounding a city.
Oh yeah, I've seen Anonymous keeps posting that, saying like, "This is how you can survive. This is how you can feed everybody without GMOs or synthetic fertilizer."
We already
really Anonymous. Are you being that guy now? Are you being that fucking GMOs guy?
I'm like, I don't know. That's whoever Anonymous is. That Anonymous account. Actually, there's a bunch of Anonymous accounts because Anonymous has no unified goal or manifesto or anything.
At least it's not. At least they haven't gone full WikiLeaks.
That one is in support of all the email leaks.
Well, they also doxed a bunch of Turkish citizens for no reason.
I know it's just good on the. I know it's just big on the DNC ones.
DNC, but you know that was sponsored by Russia to potentially disrupt the election.
Yeah, and then they're saying anybody who that's like. They're calling this Russian hack propaganda, but don't you know that calling it a Russian hack is also propaganda?
So sorry about that.
And also, you can't ban that one guy from Twitter.
It's okay. We're about to tread into dangerous waters here.
Yeah.
Oh no, Twitter bans.
No, we're about to tread into discussing the Russian DNC email hacks. Potentially Russian.
I was talking about the one guy who got banned, and now WikiLeaks is very angry about it, even though that guy is, by all accounts, a jerkwad.
To be fair, Assange doesn't have the best track record on a dick.
No, this isn't Assange. This is the Breitbart guy who was getting people to harass the one lady in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, I just mean, WikiLeaks doesn't have a history of great people, despite whatever else it's done.
Yeah, you realize there's a problem with the current WikiLeaks hack when Edward Snowden gets mad about it.
And then they got mad at Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
Alright, are we ready?
Yep.
Alright. Hello, Internet.
Hi.
Hello, WikiLeaks.
Hello, James.
Hello, NSA.
WikiLeaks, I'm sure you're great people.
Oh. Some of you are.
All people have potential to be great.
Don't make fun of them. They'll hack your email. And
great could mean many things, like
large.
Yeah, that.
Or Alexander.
I'm the greatest man alive.
Huge, you might say.
Damn it.
Also, James, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. What would Sonic the Hedgehog say?
Tell me about chili dogs.
He would probably say there's no ethical consumption under capitalism.
Fuck, what is that from?
Where will he buy his chili dogs?
He doesn't buy chili dogs, he just obtains them.
From where? From who?
From his friends who make him chili
trash
dogs.
Trash cans, if video games have taught me anything.
Also TVs.
Couldn't you buy them in 06?
No, you could only buy chips.
06 didn't happen. There was a time thing.
Also, all you could buy in 06 was chips and gems, and one of the gems would allow you to clip out of the world.
Also, it took me like a year to figure out that the game was not called Sonic 06.
Everybody called it that because its official name is just Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it took the Rocky Balboa approach.
No, but the original was called Sonic the Hedgehog.
Rocky Balboa was a different title for that movie. It was different than Rocky, which was the name of the first movie.
Fuck it, we're making Rocky again.
And Rambo was also different than the first Rambo, because Rambo had a bunch of different names. It was First Blood, and Rambo 2, First Blood. No, Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
Then Rambo,
and then there's Rambo 3, and then there's Rambo.
It's the invention check on the chili dog.
Well, bratwurst is a thing, so...
And so are buns.
Bratwurst is a thing, bread is a thing, and chili is basically stew.
Yeah, but sandwiches
stew.
Haven't been invented yet.
What hasn't?
Sandwiches.
Oh yeah, the sandwich wasn't invented until the 60s, but if you've listened to John Hodgman, the hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yeah, look, this has come up among our friends a lot of times.
The hot dog is not a sandwich.
The official ruling by the hot dog council is not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich if you don't put it between the buns. If you do put it between the buns, it's a hot dog sandwich.
The world's highest hot dog authority has ruled it is not a sandwich.
I punch one of the crew members at random. I don't care which one.
I got a 26.
Juan falls out of the crew
and invent the hot dog.
So,
anyway, I think I was thinking of Ian McKellen's mom. I don't think either of them are alive now.
Who, Ian McKellen or his mom?
Either.
Or mom, either.
Ian McKellen's alive.
Oh, I thought Magneto... Didn't he play Magneto? I thought he died.
No,
you're thinking of the other guy.
Christopher,
Christopher Reeve?
No.
Yes. No, not Reed.
He's also dead, but he played Superman.
Lee.
Alright, yes. Yeah, so do we have anything else?
Speaking of Saruman.
Gandalf.
Do we have anything?
Speaking of Saruman.
Okay, what do you want done? Poison check, or...
Okay, now you're really far away.
I'm Charlie.
You sound like
you're down the hall.
Goodbye.
Yeah, have you been whisked away to the land of
the land of wind and ghosts?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, smoke and ghosts, but...
Mr. Sparker.
Do we want a poison check or...
Still super far.
Can you turn your microphone back up a little bit?
I haven't messed with the settings all night. I never made it quieter or louder.
Check your layer one.
She can hear you.
Tu hablas español? A mí me gusta la playa.
Just because we can't hear her doesn't mean she can't hear you.
I don't know, maybe her cable got undone a little.
I mean, it did pop off. I put it right back in.
Maybe unplug it and plug it back in again and roll the dice a third time.
Oh, no, no.
There are things now.
No.
There we go. Now they sound good again.
Is there anything, friends?
You sound good.
Like I said, you're layer one.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently, it was unplugged and plug it back in.
Oh, now it's getting kind of real loud.
Wait, say something?
Yeah, now your mic is now real louder than before.
What is up with this?
I can hear breathing and typing.
Hello?
Yeah, now it got really loud. That's weird.
Welcome to the loud zone.
Wait, can you hear us? I think her headphones turned off?
Oh, no. If she unplugged her shit.
She might be on the laptop mic now.
Yeah, and also, depending on... Because Google's really weird about this. Because this happens to me when... Because I still have the Plantronics that we got, remember? Mm-hmm. And I can't hear you now. If my USB comes loose, Google, doesn't know what the fuck is going on and just shuts everything off. And I have to go to settings, pretend to change something.
And
so
I'm
that
still
it, like,
not hearing you all.
Pretend to change something so that it, resyncs itself with my, I don't know, sound card or something. And then it's fine again. So
weird.
Yeah, probably should go to settings and just, pretend to change what the mic is or something like that.
Woo, technical problems.
The Wu-Tech Clan.
The Wu-Tech Clan?
Oh my god, that is some powerful shit you just said, James. Like, I now I want to play Shadowrun so we can fight the Wu-Tang. No, we gotta get the Wu-Tang Clan secret from
the...
We
have to be the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, and we gotta steal the our album back from the hedge fund guy.
No, no, hear me out. We're not gonna play Shadowrun. We're gonna play L5R in the future. The Space Samurai one.
Isn't that Shadowrun?
Isn't that Star Wars?
No, that's... There's literally... In the alternate histories, L5R... core book, there is a, I think it's, what is it, the Legend of the Emerald Stars or something like that?
Yeah, it's
samurai in space setting. It's awesome.
Crappy space samurai.
Well, okay, so we already have Jedi.
So
what?
I can hear you all like, now.
The Scorpion
Clan. Yeah, we can hear you. Everybody's just talking over each other.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you sound better.
But am I too loud or too quiet?
No, you're
okay,
already.
Whatever. Not
yeah,
arguing with it.
Yeah, now so we don't need to make a poison anymore.
Star Wars.
I'm sorry, I had
the...
to prove to you that I was alive, Charlie.
Wait, Star Wars does have an M for oh crap.
Oh God.
Charlie was fond of that mention of that information.
My fucking ears, man.
I'm going to gamble this patent.
Actually, you know, you say that, but I was just hearing a story from my dad today, back when he used to work at Pizza Hut. He was at a poker game with his boss, with his boss, where somebody gambled away 18 Pizza Huts. Because he ran out of money. He gambled away his watch. He gambled away his jacket. So he just started gambling away franchises.
And no one just stopped like, hey, buddy, I think you have a problem.
I'm going to start my own pizzeria and my own coupons. Buy one, get one franchise free.
Not good at any Mitch's Pizza.
You guys laugh, but all the McDonald's in like 4 or 5 counties surrounding me are all owned by the same family.
Yes, the McDonald's family.
No, it's the Scott family, actually.
Right now, I think largely the McDonald's Corporation is owned by the Crocs.
What? Alligators run McDonald's?
No, crocodiles. Aren't you listening?
Oh, what? Same thing!
No, they're not. James, their noses are different.
James and I, our great-great-uncle, when they went to bury him, they realized his plot was already full. He had gambled away all the family plots like a decade previous.
Oh, God.
It was awkward.
My grandpa would be rolling over in his grave if it wasn't filled with some veteran.
Oh.
If it wasn't filled with some card sharp.